Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and let's welcome ourselves to the world-class premiere podcast happening on Monday night, The Attic. I've got all my brothers and sisters with me, and we want to have a conversation about our damn president, man. Hey, Cass, how you doing tonight? Everybody with me?
Yeah, man, I'm doing. Hello.
Good.
Okay, see, we got a whole lot of energy coming from the crew tonight. So, we want to do this another night.
Yeah, we got some brothers in there.
All right, okay, give me something back. I just need a little something back here, that's all.
We with you, my brother. We with you.
Okay. Here we go. We're talking right now, looking up at the news. And I see where 45 is still holding packed events, not large crowds, baseball stadium crowds, and I want to say most of them were probably paid to be there. But packed events, no mask, trying to show support for him. And I want to know, what do you think about that, folks? How is that even possible these days?
They're crazy and deranged.
Well, we don't even know if he's still testing positive or not, because he won't tell anybody.
Well, again, one of his doctors just brought out a report that showed he's tested positive his last two tests. Now, when you ask when the last two tests were taken, they won't give you that information, but they tell you he's tested negative his last two tests. They won't tell you when those tests were taken. But more importantly, it's hard for me to understand how the leader of the free world, and again, he does everything in his power to constantly let people know that, yeah, I'm that Donald. Yeah, I'm that guy from The Apprentice. I'm that guy who wants to tell you I'm a good businessman, but the numbers show different. He is having rallies, and it is probably suspected, only because of this is how he does what he does, that most of the people at these rallies are paid to be there. But as a president, somebody tell me, how can you in good conscience go against all the scientific data that talks about wearing a mask and social distancing? Let's just stay right there for a minute. Tell me how we get around that as a president.
Well, I mean, I still want to address the fact of him testing negative. If he was testing negative, they would give us a specific date and everything if he was currently testing negative. They would give you the date and time and everything if that was current. Trust me, they would. Because they want to put that out there.
See, and that's what I believe. If it's a negative test and it's genuinely good information, now, again, let me say, I don't wish Trump no harm. I hope they give him the same size cell that they give every other prisoner. I don't, you know, he shouldn't get no special treatment. I definitely don't wish the man no harm. I definitely wish he didn't have his ass in the White House, though. But if he had
Give another 3 weeks, he'd be gone.
22 days, that's right, he's done. And every day I get up with a post on my membership, and I got a lot of followers reminding everybody, don't take no shortcuts, don't leave anything to chance. Never mind the fact that he might have a 12-point lead, and the polls seem to indicate that he's got the electoral college votes that he needs. Let's not take that for granted, folks. Get out and vote and make sure we do everything possible. And that's all we can do. We do everything possible to make sure that Donald Trump is not the president next year. I mean, what kind of example is that?
Technically, yes. The polls ain't got nothing to do with that college vote, then do it.
Well, yeah, the Electoral College, they poll that too. Everything is polled.
Well, like I said before, people that's going to vote for Donald Trump, they ain't going to tell you they're going to vote for him anyway. They just go out and do it.
Well, but you know what, though? And this is the thing that's evident. This is the thing that's evident at his polling places. Again, he is sending the message. And let me say something to you. If he was a reasonable man, if he was a logical man, I might lean towards him and say, you know what, maybe there's something to this. But when the data shows that from your White House press conference, they call that a super spreader event. Everywhere you're going campaigning, COVID cases are going up. Now, come on. It don't take a rocket scientist to follow the trend. I personally think, and excuse me for thinking about this, about our president, I think the president said, you know what? Okay, Joe, you might win the election, but I'm going to leave you a whole lot of sick-ass Americans to look after. I'm sorry. I do believe that Donald Trump has made a decision. And again, this is just my belief, that since I'm not going to win the election, I'm going to try to do something that's so horrible that even the next president, it's going to take them about 2 or 3 years to dig themselves out of it. What do you think about that? You think he really want to get people sick?
Well, I know they didn't talk much about it, but that rally that he had in Minnesota about 2 or 3 weeks ago, nine people tested positive with the virus from that. Three of them were hospitalized, and one of them is in intensive care.
From that rally in Minnesota. I don't think he really wants to kill people. I think he just want to win by any means necessary. If a couple people got to die, then so be it. But I need to win this, because if I don't win this, my buddy's in trouble. So
let
I think
just
he's
say
doing
this.
Anything
yeah,
he can.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, he's just totally, he's,
let
just
me
being,
say,
he's just being reckless. He's just being reckless, that's all.
Reckless
just
is reckless. A better word. I don't think, again, let me just clarify that. I don't think his intent is to kill Americans. Not
I personally, he don't give it.
Yeah, I mean,
he
probably
don't give a damn.
He don't give a damn, but I don't think that's his intent. I think it's more, I got to show y'all that I'm Superman. Again, you don't even wait to get cleared of the virus. You already promoting this super cocktail that they gave you, which estimated cost for the time, what was that, 3 days? $100,000. Who got money like that? What insurance company is going to carry you at a three-day $100,000 bill? A tab on a hospital. But more importantly, you left before the shit was over. You were still COVID positive when you decided to get your ass, when he decided to get his ass in that car and have CIA agents travel him, ride him around so he could wave to people. See, I'm saying, if there was any good done by him, and I swear I can't find none. But if there was, that little bit of good that you did, it's all being washed away because you are Donald Trump. You are showing America you don't give a damn about America. What you care about is your image and what it is that's going to benefit you and your family. That's what I think.
Well, I can't believe that he was blaming it on the Gold Star families that came to the White House the next day. He was throwing it on them under the bus, saying that he could have possibly caught it from them.
Well, see, again, I tell people at the post office and everywhere else, we got to stop treating corona, the coronavirus, like it's the clap. Yeah, gonorrhea. We got to stop treating it like this. You can have no anything. I mean, you could be practicing every safety measure in the world and end up with coronavirus. But the fact that you practice safety measure, masking, and distancing, it minimizes your opportunity to do that.
But I mean, more than likely, he probably infected those families from the event that took place the day before in that Rose Garden. So the fact that he tried to blame those families is just crazy. It's just outrageous that you even tried to blame them families. But once again, you've thrown the military under the bus.
Yeah.
Because he seems to have a problem with the military.
One piece of caution. Remember 2016. We said the same thing that Hillary was a shoo-in. Look what happened. Like you said, don't take a damn thing for granted.
I think he's still infected. And that's why they won't give you a straight answer as to, you know, when is the last time he tested negative. Because I think you're still out here. I think you're still positive, and that's why you can't get a straight answer out of anybody.
Either that or he never had it in the first place.
Well, then there's
and
that.
All of this is BS. All this is BS.
But I think he had it. I think he had it, and that's just why you can't get a straight answer, because he's still positive.
Well, you got to remember,
and
too, they signed that
and he's
paper.
Around here giving all these, and he's still out here giving these rallies and stuff, and he still has it.
By getting them to sign that paper where they couldn't talk, that way he can control the narrative. So you're not getting any information from the doctors. Everything is coming from him.
Absolutely.
And
once again,
that's what I don't understand with these doctors. You took a Hippocratic oath. I mean, like, to me, I understand, you know, with HIPAA and all of that, but he's the president. There's a certain amount of information you have to tell the American people. Like, you just, there's a certain amount of information you have to reveal to the American people. Because he's working for us.
I like my job.
Not with this president, you know.
See, and that's what people, again, every once in a while, we try to treat this president like he is an actual president. You didn't even win the popular vote. You have no political experience, democratic experience whatsoever. So we have to stop trying to talk to him like he understands the process. Because that's definitely, from day one, he's shown that don't happen. And it kills me how every chance he gets, and I had to talk about this on a post today, he bashing China about some shit that China did. Meanwhile, they found out, well, the first story coming out is the $300 million, the $380 million that he allegedly owes somebody, that somebody is China. Well, see, I don't really buy that. I believe that somebody is my man Putin. My man Putin is the one he owed that money to. And when I say my man, not even my guy. So, but I'm saying he just got all kind of shit, this nation entangled. But here's another question I want to put out to the cast tonight. How the hell is it possible that you will gather at an event with somebody that you know has tested positive and won't even give the audience or the people around him the courtesy of wearing a mask.
But he's...
Okay. Won't give those people the courtesy of wearing a mask.
Well, he canceled the debate, didn't he? Didn't he cancel the debate? Because they won't let him have it. They want to do it a virtual. So that's why he canceled it.
Yeah, well, plus see, that way they can control him and shut his mic off or shut him down. He can't do his thing. He'd like to be in front of a live audience where he can do his thing.
Absolutely.
And that's not going to work watching that over a monitor, especially when they shut your mic off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, so where are we? We got a president who, again, who every chance he gets shows the nation it ain't about you. It's about me right now. I'm Donald Trump. I didn't wait to get cleared to have negative COVID tests before I started engaging in mass crowds because I'm Donald Trump. You just stick with me and don't worry about a thing. And I want to say to anybody who supports this current president, you got to be real different. I understand that you might think, and every time I talk to somebody about him, all I hear is, don't be upset when your rent goes up. Don't be upset when you're paying $4 for gas. I got to tell you something. First of all, yes, I love the low gas prices. Don't get me wrong. But if I had to pay another dollar for gas and felt a little safer in my homeland, I would pay that price.
Well,
if I had to pay...
That's just something that they're using as a scare tactic because, believe
Absolutely.
It or not, when they started with the Green New Deal and started diversifying our energy resources and stuff, that started bringing the gas prices down because we don't need it as much. But these are just points that they want to give you to scare you. That's all that is. Trump hasn't done anything. Only thing Trump has done is get tax breaks to the rich. He hasn't done anything and let go of a lot of regulations. He hasn't done anything else.
Executive orders overturning some shit Obama did.
But yeah, but he hasn't done anything
as far
as the reason our gas prices are low is because of something Trump did. It is.
Absolutely.
Another reason gas prices is so low, as low as they are right now, is because during that 5-6 months of the pandemic, nobody wasn't going nowhere. They didn't need no gas.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, there became an abundance of gas. Now, once Biden get all of this stuff cleaned up and stuff, people are going to get back out on the road and supply and demand, and the prices are going to go up. That's just nothing. Trump can't stop that. The only way Trump stopped that is keep us in this virus. I'm sorry.
So why does everybody believe everything that comes out of this man's mouth?
Because when you're a cult leader, those people are going to follow you till the end. And what he did was he's tapped into a resource here of, I'm going to say, well, the voter that either the Republicans or the Democrats couldn't tap into, and that's why it's such a low percentage of people that's his base. Them the people that was already pretty much crazy from the get-go about government and stuff like that, conspiracies and all that. So they'll follow him.
Absolutely. He tapped into that man. That man, I understand.
One of the things that the poll watchers are saying, that don't be impressed with the crowd of folks that surrounds him, because he already got that crowd. That crowd is already factored in to his losing campaign effort. And you know what? I believe he accepts that loss because that's who he wants to pander to. That's who he wants to talk to. Well, you got those voters already. Are you bringing in any new voters? But when you have wide open, even though it's outdoors, which makes it a little safer, but just the fact the president just got over Corona, if he's over it less than, 5 days ago, you out in people's face already? You got the staff at the White House saying, that's horrible, man. I got to come to work under this condition.
But
go ahead,
you know what? I blame them, bro, because they gotta have some kind of common sense. And nobody else they known has been able to have the virus in 3 days, take a cocktail, and no more. He's Superman. He can't. But if you want to believe that, as my man said in Scarface, you want me to believe that Sosa, just because, you know what I mean? Just because he said it, you want me to believe that?
Yes.
So I blame them. You get go as baby sister Jimmy Fox would say, well, go on and get it then. They haven't done anything, and we realize that. And if we just act like okay, everything over, knowing that nothing has happened, then that's on us.
Well, I mean,
if I can't for one moment, I just ask this question: what do you guys think about this? With this militia planning to kidnap that governor.
Oh, nigga, please. Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Better been dead.
OG, talk to me about them trying to kidnap the lady in Michigan, OG.
About what?
I'll get back to you in a minute. I got a lot of stuff coming from that background over there. But listen, we're talking about Michigan. That is just unacceptable. You trying to kidnap an American politician because you don't like how she operates? I mean, come on. And again, notice you've heard no statements from Donald Trump condemning that shit.
Well, he was the one that instigated it. He was telling them to liberate. He told them to liberate Michigan.
Okay,
so
liberate. See, once again, everybody thought he was talking in riddles when he said, wait, stand down or stand by. No, that was
stand back and stand by.
But I just want to say, I hope that message, stand back, stand by, stand down, stand by, I hope that message was received more than just the intended audience. I don't think that the nation expected the culmination of different races, ethnic groups, colors, or religions to come together to be on the side of an attempt at equality. They didn't factor that in. When he won the election again, some borderline people was out there with we had enough of the brother. We'll do anything to get the brother out. So they gathered and they rallied, and here we go with Donald Trump. But I'm here to tell you folks, I believe that if you talk to the powers that be and you talk to them about what's going on in the nation, I'm sure you'll find out, if you're privy to have that conversation, they are tired of 45. 45 did what he was supposed to do by frontlining or stacking all the judges. Again, the Kamala Harris said 50 judges they put in place in the last 4 years, not one of them black. Not one. Now, again, one or two judges, okay. But when you are, and again, I'm not saying you have to go with affirmative action. That's not what I'm saying. But don't sit here and tell me you don't have any black people qualified to sit as a judge, not under Donald Trump.
Well, not only not black, how about they all Republican?
Well, again, now watch this.
That's what the quota calls for. You got to be a Republican, and there might be 30 in the whole country black Republican judges. So it's not really much to pick from, and they got lucky when they found Clarence. And he's been holding true for them ever since. But it's just not that many, to be truthful. So with regards to that, he didn't really have much of a choice because they got an agenda. And
plus, there are
Republican judges that feel like
they're,
us.
They already got one on the Supreme Court.
That Roe versus Wade. That's what they want, to overturn that Roe versus Wade.
Well, that's what putting this chick on there.
They want to overturn that. They want to overturn Obamacare. Anything that's going to help a person out, except for a rich person, they want to overturn it.
Yeah, they want to get rid of Medicare. They want to get rid of, pre-existing conditions. They want to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Well, that's what Lindsey Graham just said. You got to be a – he like all people, but you got to be a conservative, not a liberal.
When we talk about Roe versus Wade, just real quick for the podcast audience, Roe versus Wade was in 1973.
Not yet. You're eating now, right? When I get off the phone.
Roe versus Wade was a landmark decision of the U.S. Supreme Court in which the court ruled that the Constitution of the United States protects a pregnant woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion without excessive government restrictions. It struck down many U.S. state and federal abortion laws and prompted an ongoing national debate in the United States. Now, let me just say this to you. That seems to be so important. I'm sorry, hold on. Just give me a second. That seems to be so important to these Christian slave owners, don't want to treat people right, won't consider me 100% of a human being. But Roe versus Wade seemed to be so important to their whole Christian philosophy. And I say that's some bullshit. If that woman wants an abortion, that woman, I'm a firm believer, woman's right. It's her body. You do what you want to do with it. That's me. I'm sorry. I had to go there for a minute.
I totally agree.
I just find it funny that Roe versus Wade is so important to the Republican Party, or the real conservatives, but treating your fellow man that's here already, that don't matter. But we want to protect that unborn fetus, because when that unborn fetus gets here, when we flip the script, we're going to need some more slaves. I'm just saying. So I need y'all to have babies. I need y'all to have babies that the system is not going to help you take care of. Because when the big change comes, that's just more people that I can walk down and put on the block to sell. I think that's horrible. And that's just my own personal analogy, because I cannot imagine why anybody. And it just makes me not furious, but it makes me a little different when I see all
plus
these folks out here.
You got to remember back in the day. You got to remember back in the day, it was a white man who told the white woman and everybody else how to act and how to do things.
I get that, man. But again,
that just a didn't give a shit moment.
No, that wasn't.
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't do that. Stop that.
All right, because you should have been finished.
Okay, you're right. That's my bad for not being finished.
But I agree with you, co-producer. How can you be so pro-life, but then when you get here, not care about somebody?
See, again,
no,
that's
no,
a dichotomy.
No longer care about that life.
That's a dichotomy.
It makes no sense.
The evangelical core of, well, I almost called them a name. The evangelical core, them same people that want you to believe in this book that was written so long ago that makes not a whole lot of sense in some instances. I believe that since Roe versus Wade protects life, we're going to go back to, it's the scripture, thou shalt not kill. But you send my ass overseas to do something to somebody. What happened? I don't matter?
No, thou shalt not kill unless we find you guilty of doing something.
Kill
you.
Saint, watch this. Where are the evangelicals when they put people to death? Now, once again, don't get me wrong. Some people out there need to be lullabied. I ain't gonna say
lot of people need that.
But on one hand, I'm so Christian that abortion affects or destroys my faith. But I can sit there and sit on a panel and watch you inject chemicals in somebody's arm that's going to take their life and call that justice. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, to me, they just have cherry-picked all the right and wrongs that 45 has done anyway, and they've sold their soul because they will do anything as long to get this judge on the Supreme Court to pass their agenda. So this vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, they have overlooked everything else Trump has done as long as he can get this judge on the Supreme Court. They could care less about everything else he has done. And they've pretty much said it. As long as he can get this judge on the Supreme Court, they could care less about everything else. All the lies, all the deceit, everything else he's done, they could care less about as long as he can get this judge appointed and on this court. Yeah. They're good with that.
Since we talk about the Supreme Court right now, let me ask you a question. What's the young lady's name? Barrett, what's her name?
Cunt.
Amy
Cunt.
Do you see her kids? I'm sorry. It might seem real different.
She's adopted from me. From Ethiopia.
How long she had them kids, and I really wonder how she treat them kids. I'm just saying.
Come on.
Get out. What do you mean, come on? Why have I got to come on? What do you think?
I find that, listen, I don't want her on the court, but to say that she adopted kids from other parts of the world to exploit them is a little bit much. Come on.
Listen.
I will say this. For her to bring them out in that rose garden and didn't have any mask or anything like that on them, and she herself had the virus in June, and she allowed them kids to come in that rose garden and didn't have no mask or anything on them, I thought that was very irresponsible of her to do.
Well, let me ask you a question, OG. Let me ask you a question.
No, that's a positive. Wait, I will not defend. You're not getting to be an actor defending this woman. Hell no.
No, I don't want
her on the bench.
No, I got that. All right, but I'm just simply saying that's why everywhere she goes, she got them little children with her. I mean, what's the story we're really trying to sell here? She got family sitting up in the front row.
That I'm not a bigot.
Yeah, okay. I see, once again, when I have to prove that to you, what am I really saying to you? I know how to cover that shit up. That's what I'm really saying.
Yes, some of my best friends are, but
you know what I'm saying? I don't hate Chinese people. I got a Chinese friend. I mean, come on. That's that bullshit that they tell us. So right now, everywhere she go, I bet you Trump told her, I don't care if you go to the grocery store, you have one of them black kids with you. Any photo op that they take of you, I need you to have them black kids in the photo, man. And again, yes, I believe that. Maybe that wasn't her original intent, but I'll be damned if they're not playing that card right now.
Of course.
I'm fair. I'm equal. I adopt Ethiopia. You got black kids right here in America that need to be adopted. And I'm not knocking the Ethiopia adoption. But what kind of person goes outside of their home to take care before they take care of their home? Angelina Jolie.
That's new. Americans have always gone overseas to adopt children. That's not
that's because
new. She didn't invent the process.
No, she didn't invent the process, but I think that they're trying to take that process right now and throw a lot of shade on it. Her intent when she adopted children might have been very pure. But right now, those colors, because they got mixed colors in the family, they're capitalizing on that to show that she's an equal and fair woman. Get out of here.
I agree.
And you know what?
I agree.
She might be. She just might be. But all I'm saying is, let's see if the next president, and I'll just leave it there, still feels that way about her. Now, again, 45, if you slide your ass back up in there for the next term, then you got every right to do that. But right now, I'm just furious because Obama had way more time on his tenure, and because, again, here we go with that old let's be bigger than them type shit, he let them talk him out of nominating a Supreme Court justice. Now, the same thing come back. These same chickens come home to roost, and what they do, they got hearings starting today.
I must remind you again, the golden rule in politics is If you have the power, you make the rules. Don't be mad at the players. Be mad at the game.
That's true. If you look at history, all countries that was ever built, whoever was on top, they ran the show.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen.
The
game you know
is
what?
Crooked, not the...
Yeah, the game is crooked, but again, it was like the letter L crooked. 45 came in and made it an S. I mean, don't get me wrong. And this is, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to transition to one of the greatest basketball players this world is ever going to get to see. I'm going to say this. Yeah, you know what? Well, I ain't even going to say that. Let's get right down. All basketball accolades to my man, LB King, son. I'm sorry. LeBron James.
Who that?
LeBron, son. LeBron. The same guy who bought you the last two championships you got in Miami, that guy. How many you won since he won there? Okay. The same guy that showed Eric Spoelstra how to coach. Who? The same guy that teamed up with your boy D Wade and bought two championships to Miami. You know what I'm talking about now? Vaguely?
No. I have a short memory.
Okay. Well, look at here, baby. Brother.
I only remember to this morning. Anything before this morning.
Before I give all the accolades to my man LeBron James, Jimmy Buckets, you did your thing. You did your thing, Jimmy. But you knew when you won them two games that both of them was more than you expected to win. So, respect.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that. You're better than that. Don't do
watch
that.
This. Do you think Miami – now you down there in Florida, do you really think when the season started that they thought they were going to win? Now, come on, OG, tell the truth, man. But you will set you free, my brother. Tell the truth.
I won't be free because I refuse to answer the question on the ground.
Hey, but you know what, though? Here's what's bigger. I like what Van Gundy tried to say Vogel had a hard job. My man, Action Jackson, Mark Jackson, said, nah, he didn't have no hard job. How you going to have a hard job when you start off with LeBron and Anthony Davis? They just needed, watch this, now don't get me wrong. They're going to build that dynasty. They're going to trade for one or two more hard rock players, and they're going to run the table for as long as LeBron stay in Los Angeles. And when he leaves, Anthony Davis is going to do just like Kobe did when Shaq left. We're going to carry the tradition on. Yeah, but right now, you might understand, or you need to understand, LeBron James, 4 championship titles, 4 MVPs. Every 10 years, he's been to the final. Now, we're not going to measure him to Mr. Jordan tonight. Not tonight. Because it took while King James.
There's a guy named Bill Russell. At 16 of them.
Okay. That's what we're going to do now. Bill Russell ain't in that conversation. Mm. Goat, though. Wait a minute. Hold on. Well, so you had to leave Miami to find somebody else? All right. Come on, OG. Listen. Laker fans, you ought to rejoice and be happy. Yeah. Party in the street. Because, again, not only did the championship come back to L.A., that championship is going to stay in L.A. for some time. Before it's all said and done, I say 7 rings with about 18 finals appearances. Do the math, baby. How you going to add that up? The only thing he hasn't done, I'm not going to talk about building prisons, but I'm not going to talk about that. I ain't gonna throw no dirt on Mike right now. But, hey, have you really, really, really – we're just going to close out with a LeBron James conversation. Did you really think he surpassed Michael Jordan?
See, I got Bill Russell on the brain. And I'm not a Boston Celtics fan. I hated them.
I never heard anybody call Bill Russell the GOAT. Bill Russell was a bad man. Don't get me wrong. I never heard, when we talk about the GOAT, Bill Russell name being in that conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Well, because
Hey,
listen, this dude, Boston didn't win a damn thing until that man come to play.
All right, but let's get back to LeBron James.
Then they couldn't lose.
Watch this. This is LeBron James moment right now. Bill Russell done. He did what he had to do, and he left. Bill Russell had to contend with others, man. But right now, LeBron James is just head and shoulders above the rest. And the beautiful thing about that man is he makes everybody around him better. Now, they gave him a lot of shit game five because he passed that ball that he didn't take. If that was Kobe, if that was Mike, no way we losing. Let me tell you something. A championship is a championship whether we sweep you in four or we take you to game seven. So for all you LeBron James haters, he choked, he did this, he did that, game five, game six, did he come back and clear that up for you?
I don't hate LeBron.
Well, nobody
except
hates
when he playing the, except when he playing the Heat.
Okay, so you got that LeBron James thing like I had with Michael Jordan. You know, okay.
As it should be.
Well, as what should be?
Cause you hate still the other guy on the other team if he ain't on your team.
Huh?
You're supposed to hate the other guy that's not on your team.
Absolutely.
You
want to
hate is such a nasty word.
Yeah,
why
right?
You can't just respect the game.
If I go back to the beginning,
if
I can go back to the beginning of the intro song, basketball players, their lives, it matter. And when I say that, I mean Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, Latrell Sprewell, Marcus Camby.
Oh, wow.
Allen Houston. The original $100 million man, Allen Houston.
Watch this, though.
Just because
all
they didn't
I'm
win
saying,
a championship doesn't mean their life don't matter.
No.
In the basketball world.
Yeah, their life still matters, just that you just can't be mentioned in that GOAT conversation. That's all. And the funny part about it is I'm telling you, man, I don't know. I don't even begin to understand. Don't get me wrong. That Mr. Jordan's a bad man. Mr. Jordan will always be a bad man.
You have to give LeBron his respect. Like you said,
that's
give
all.
Him his respect.
Give me my
you
damn
have to
respect.
Give him his
that's
respect.
But they can't respect him because if they respect him, you're going to hear shit like, damn, he is better than Mike. I mean, you know, if you could really, really just evaluate that, the only category Michael Jordan beats LeBron James in is championship rings. Now, can somebody deny that? Oh, I'm sorry. And
but
he won a couple slam dunk contests.
I think it's a futile argument to compare players from different eras. It's
well,
not. It's
well, before when Mike, Dr. J had it.
To me, I think why I like LeBron better than Mike is not just on the court, but I just think he's a better person off the court too.
Precise,
to me,
precise.
I just think all the way around.
As
he's
far
just
as getting involved in
person.
Political stuff and all that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know. And so that's why LeBron is just a better, you know, just better for me. You know, it's on and off the court for me. That's just my
opinion.
True.
That's true.
Yeah.
I put
Michael and Tiger together in that they, for some reason, are not outspoken. And
they're
the only
not.
Logical
that's true.
Reason
that's
I could.
True. That's very true.
They don't want to risk losing anything that they have. And again, don't get me wrong.
Right.
All of them got a lot of shit. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? All of them got a lot of shit. But LeBron said, listen, man, this is what I believe is right, and here's my voice. He took a lot of flack, a lot of criticism throughout the season, but they made this shit happen. And one point that you made when we talked earlier, sis, they put that whole league, playoff everybody, in the bubble and tell me, you'll be ending up showing how disrespectful the president is. When they quarantine and did things as per the science, nobody got sick. Come on, talk
Absolutely.
To me now. Why can't we do that on a larger level now? Because we show that it works. Nobody in Disneyland, and mad respect to Disney for opening up and letting that happen, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there was a nice check cut to you by somebody, but nice that that happened. But they quarantine players, family, whoever want to be here, be here. When you leave, you can't come back. Or when you want to come in, you got to get tested and quarantined a few days before. Again, that is just what the science is telling our president, but he just won't freaking listen. Hey, listen, this is Ken Hodge on The Attic. I appreciate you hanging out with us tonight while we talk about the reckless abandonment that our current president rolls this nation with, and also how we give tribute to what will be one of the best basketball players ever. Ever. Brother LeBron James.
Oh, no. Too exaggeration, but.
I'm just saying,
he's
ever.
Good, but not ever. Ever.
Ever.
Ever's a long time.
I just
ever,
said,
ever.
Yeah.
Ever,
ever. Ever. So long we took a four off of it. Yeah, ever. Mad respect,
ever,
King James. Listen, man. If
you
up. If you're up in the Columbus area, you know, stop by. We go grab like a chicken meal or something, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, whatever you do, just do, stop by, holler at me, all right? Yo, let's have a nice evening. Let's say goodnight, Cass.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night.
Peace.
Peace.
And as the Brooklyn Dodger fans used to say back in the day, wait till next year.